Chapter 2. A Gentleman's Agreement. The next morning, the top stories in all the newspapers were about the princess. Princess Anne suddenly falls ill. All meetings cancelled, the papers read. Joe woke up when the clock struck noon. Shocked, he hurried out of bed. "Oh no! The princess interview!" he cried out. "Hmm?" said Anne, who was still sleeping on the small couch. Joe got dressed and rushed out the door. He arrived at the newspaper office as Mr. Hennessy, his boss, finished reading the morning newspapers.
"Mr. Hennessy has been looking for you," said the secretary.
"Oh no," said Joe. Mr. Hennessy sat behind his desk in his office.
"You're late," Mr. Hennessy said. "We are supposed to come to work at 8:30 a.m. in this office."
"But I've already done my work for the day," said Joe.
"Which was?" asked Mr. Hennessy.
"The interview with the princess at 11:45 a.m.
"Well, Joe, you must have worked very hard at that interview, especially because the princess fell ill and cancelled all meetings and interviews today. If you ever woke up on time and read the morning news, you would know this," Mr. Hennessy yelled. "But instead, you come into my office late and lie."
Joe looked at the newspaper in front of him. "Oh," was all he could say. Then he saw the picture of the princess in the newspaper. Joe's eyes almost jumped out of his head. It was her. In the picture, the princess wore a rich, beautiful dress and a diamond crown. But it was the same woman Joe met last night. Princess Anne was sleeping in his room at that very moment. Suddenly, Joe had a great idea.
"Mr. Hennessy," said Joe, "how much would a special interview with the princess be worth? If she talked about her private life, her loves, her hopes, and her dreams, how much would you pay?" Joe asked.
"You don't know how to get an interview like that. Something that good would be worth about $5,000 at any newspaper,"
Mr. Hennessy said.
"But the princess is sick, and she leaves for Athens tomorrow."
"I will get that interview, but you have to pay me $5,000. Will you agree to it?" said Joe, very excited. Mr. Hennessy laughed.
"All right, but if you don't get that interview, you owe me $500. Is that a deal?"
"Yes," said Joe. He shook Mr. Hennessy's hand. "But I'm going to win this bet. And when you pay me $5,000, I'm going to leave this place. I will buy myself a one-way ticket back home to New York." Joe walked out of Mr. Hennessy's office.